You're listening to As You Are, a podcast dedicated to adding more light and love to your life, wherever you are, whenever you listen. I'm Shelby, a yoga and mindfulness instructor and writer.
And I'm Mikkel, a writer and a life coach. And today we are talking all about waking up to your own life, because we all have moments where we get stuck living in autopilot. That comes a lot when we're stuck in overwhelm. Maybe we're feeling like we have a lack of time, a lack of resources, a lack of whatever it is, but we feel overwhelmed and we feel like life is just piling on. And so we kind of numb out or tune out of life. So these are ways that we can take that ownership back in our own lives and truly live.
Mm-hmm. So Mikkel found a quote, and I feel like it just sums up exactly what we hope you'll take from these five pointers that we're about to offer. So, Mikkel, will you, McVanna Whitehands, will you read that quote before we get into this episode?
Yeah. So the source is unknown, but it's absolutely beautiful. And it just says, "Once she stopped rushing through life, she was amazed how much more life she had time for."
You have the same amount of hours in a day as Beyonce. Okay. And you have the ability to take control of your life no matter what season you're in. We totally acknowledge that there are different seasons where life feels like a lot and it feels like you're kind of underneath everything and it's just rushing past and really overwhelming. But you have the opportunity to get to know yourself and be mindful of your needs. And then based on what you learn, make choices that make life feel like there's more room for you.
Mm-hmm.
So number one. Know your tendencies when you get overwhelmed. If you're anything like both of us, you might numb out a little bit when life gets overwhelming. It happens. We all, I think, to an extent do it. Whether that's you're like my husband and you follow every move the Jazz make and need to tell me about it. I support you, Cody. Or you're like me and you are like, how long did I just spend on Instagram? Or
how many Taste Made videos have I watched? I now know how to make souffle.
The tiniest toast I've ever seen in my life. We all, there's no shame in it. Like, maybe you feel shame. I do sometimes. But there really is, you're not a weird human if you do those things. It's just getting to know those tendencies in yourself so that you can then start to set boundaries. Because otherwise, that's just going to run rampant. And then you're going to look back on your week and realize you know more about a girl on YouTube vlogging her life in Australia than you do about what's going on in your life, in your heart. And so that's a problem. Am I speaking from personal experience? I don't know. But it's just getting to know those tendencies and where our time tends to slip away from us that we can start to really take our time back and seize our life.
Mm-hmm.
And once we have that information, we set boundaries.
Yeah. So for me, the way that I set boundaries, because I only do those things when I am overwhelmed with my life and I don't want to face my own problems. And so for me, the way I set boundaries is I set timers on my phone. For example, like right now I'm in the middle of renovating our new living space. And so we're trying to move and do all these things in a really short time frame. And so I caught myself a lot this week feeling overwhelmed. And I was like, I need a minute. Which is fine and necessary, but then I would sit on my bed, which would turn into me 3 hours later, and I've learned how to knit an afghan. And then you fall into that feeling of just like, oh, like you have that pit of just like, what did I just do with my time? And you don't feel any better, you feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I set those timers where it's like, okay, I need a break. And so I'm going to set a timer on my phone for 10 minutes and like, maybe I'll learn how to cook souffle. Like maybe I'll scroll through Instagram. I don't know, but I'm going to give myself that time to just decompress without it becoming a way to numb out to life.
Mm-hmm.
And so setting timers is huge. Whatever those boundaries look like for you, it's going to be different for everyone, but that's just what works for me.
Yeah. I think that's really eye-opening and I don't know for you Android users, I love you and support you. I'm not judging you. I just don't understand your phone. But on the iPhone, I know you can look at even where like most of your battery percentage is going. So even it's a rude awakening.
Yeah.
But even just looking at like where you are spending the majority of your time or energy, the phone's battery energy can give you kind of a picture of like, oh, where am I spending my time and energy as a human? Mm-hmm. So I think that that is a great thing to look at. But I think in setting boundaries, we can also set boundaries in a positive way outside of like, okay, I need to limit this so that it doesn't become negative, but also looking at what are things in my life that are positive that mm-hmm. I can prioritize and get into a calendar. So whether that's, I know I need to get out of the house, or I know I need to go for a walk because I'm just getting so underneath everything, or I know I need to get a babysitter, I know I need to call a friend, whatever it is, prioritizing your needs and getting it in a calendar. If you do not put it in a calendar, it won't happen. Mm-hmm. And even if it's in a calendar, realistically, you might feel tempted to push it off.
Stop flaking out on yourself.
Yes, we all do it. I do it all the time. So just getting it in a calendar and following through, prioritizing your needs helps you wake up and actively be filled enough to participate in your life again.
And also remembering that your needs matter mm-hmm. and that they are valid and they don't deserve to be shoved down under this list of to-dos. Like, your needs matter and they matter so much that you need to pencil that in daily.
Yes. And I think we kind of treat, or I'm guilty of this at least, self-care as like the fire alarm that you pull when things are like, life is on fire and like, I'm not okay.
Time for bangs.
Yeah, time for bangs. That's the episode name. Step four, get bangs.
Not a good idea.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Unless they look great on you.
Some people, I swear, are made for bangs.
We really support you.
I am not one of those people.
Call my therapist.
No, I'm in a crisis.
So don't treat it like you're pulling the fire alarm. Try and build in these needs in a calendar in a way that they're structured into your life. Mm-hmm. Because if you reach for self-care when things are on fire, it's going to feel probably better, but not consistently enough that you won't have to keep doing it. Live your life in a way that self-care is a part of your routine and you have a life that you don't need giant vacations from. Mm-hmm. I think that that's really important when you're prioritizing those needs. And I think that that takes a lot of work to understand in yourself, but it's so important to waking up.
Yeah, for sure. We can't just let self-care be a band-aid fix. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that I've fallen into a lot where I'm getting really overwhelmed. I'm working really hard. I mean, like, I am that person that when you talk about stress, I'm like, yeah, half my face went paralyzed because I was stressed. You know, you can't let that becomes such an issue that you're like, well, I feel like my life is falling apart, but like slap on a face mask and call it a day. Like mm-hmm. you have to
book a massage.
You have to make it a priority and you have to recognize that these things are not just like a band-aid fix for overwhelm. Again, with like numbing out through social media, that can also be another thing that we kind of hold on to as like fix, instead of like walking through life and knowing that this is really overwhelming, but I can manage this. And one thing that I learned about overwhelm when I was going through my degree with psychology is in my head, I always thought overwhelm was there's too much. Mm-hmm. When in reality, overwhelm is actually, it goes down to that scarcity mindset of I don't have enough. Mm. And so for most people, overwhelm is I don't have enough time to do the things I need to do.
So interesting.
Yeah. And so it's really not too much. It's you feeling like there's not enough. It's really important to be able to chunk down. So if that example of like me trying to move and clean and all of that, it had to be okay right now. If I'm going to live without feeling like I'm on fire, prioritize. Like mm-hmm. I can't cook dinner every night. Not gonna happen.
Not this season.
Yeah. And so learn what you can say yes and no to and be okay with that and recognize that you can't do it all.
And your worth doesn't lie in doing it all.
Right.
So doing the work that you're not tying that worth to like doing all the things, because then it's going to be really hard to wake up to your life because you're always going to be underneath it. Mm-hmm.
and just feeling like you can never catch up. Because mm-hmm. I think a lot of us get caught in that, feeling like we're always behind. We're always two steps behind. And so then we look for those vacations and we try to cling to things to look forward to instead of looking forward to like the opportunity to breathe and be alive. And I know it's super cheesy, but like when you can wake up and like walk out your front door and just like feel that sunshine on you and like breathe in that air and like appreciate the nature around you, like that is awe-inspiring. And that's something that you can do like right now. Even when you feel like you are drowning in your life, like maybe just take a minute and go outside. Mm-hmm. You have enough time to take 3 minutes out of your day to step outside and engage in your surroundings. And that's a super grounding experience to be able to just stop. Because as busy as you are, I guarantee you, you have time for that.
And if you think you don't, schedule it in.
Yeah.
Set a timer on your phone. And like we said, prioritize these positive needs and say, hey, at 12:30, I take a 5 minute walk outside. Or at 12:30, I sit on my porch for 3 minutes. Prioritize your needs before you are in such dire need that this won't meet them. Mm-hmm. So the next step is, Mikkel kind of already hit on this, but becoming grounded. So being aware of where you are, and so much of that lives in your body. So being aware of how you're breathing, being aware that you can change your breathing, that you can begin to change the way that that body feels, and that you can stay with how the body feels. This is huge in just coming back to yourself and realizing, you know what, like, I can be here. I can be here. I can check in with myself. I can do the work in my body to breathe with this, to feel this. And this is going to sound so silly, but it's one of the most grounding things you can do is notice your feet. Notice your feet, how they contact with your surroundings and with your present moment. This is called grounding or rooting in yoga, but it's just an awareness of where you stand and then using that. So if you get information from your body that I can't get a deep breath, that's not okay. That's not okay for me. And I need to figure out how to take a moment to rest. Getting information from your body and then nurturing yourself accordingly so that you can actively be a part of your life and actively work with your body rather than numbing out. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not really body aware. I'm not really noticing my breath, my feet, my posture, any of that when I'm scrolling on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And I think noticing your body, that goes straight into our kind of that final step that we wanted to go over, which is focus on your mind, doing mind work. So once we get to know our body and get to know where we're at that way, I think a great thing to do is to create affirmations for yourself. In times of my life when I'm feeling very overwhelmed and very out of control, mm-hmm. I fall back on these few affirmations that really help center me and help me reclaim that ownership over my life. And so the biggest one that I use is, I build my life. It does not build me. Because when we get caught in that overwhelm and when we feel numbed out to life, when we feel just stuck in the motion, stuck in autopilot, we can feel like life is just happening to us. Mm-hmm. And it's such a horrible feeling. And I know we've all been there, but it's that feeling of just like, I can't get a break. Like, I can't catch my breath. Like, life is just happening and all these things. And
I think you said it perfect. Like, life is just happening.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel like you're actively
a participant mm-hmm. in your life. Like, it's just, you're there. And so when we can take a step back and say, no, I build my life. It does not build me. And you go through these steps and you set those boundaries and you know your tendencies and you do this work, because it is work. But that's the only way that you can like have that freedom to live your life. Like, you have to take ownership. Otherwise, your life will feel like it's building you. You will feel like life is just happening. And so I think it's a misconception that these people that you see who live peaceful, abundant lives, they're like, oh, they just have it easy. No, it takes work.
And it's don't discredit the work people are doing. I think that that's like a big pet peeve I have, is when someone's like, oh, you're so lucky.
Must be nice.
Yes.
Don't compare your middle to someone. We're all in the middle. You know, don't compare your now to someone else's.
And that person is likely working their butt off. And oh, yeah. You have the same capability exactly as you are to work your butt off mm-hmm. and get what you want from your life.
Yeah. And I know that we always try to stay very sensitive to people who are in those really tough seasons, because we've been there and we all continue to be there. But at the same time, there's only so long that you can just numb out to life. There has to come that breaking point where you say enough. Like, I'm taking ownership. I am building my life. Other affirmations that you can build upon that, just going back to that. I have the power to change my story. I have the power to change my story. And that's the thing, is when you are caught in overwhelm, you can be consumed in that and feel like,
again, a victim.
Yeah. That this is just the way it is and it's going to be like this forever. But your life doesn't have to stay like that. You have the power to make that change and to wake up and take action and do the work. Which leads into, I do not let my stress levels break me. I breathe deep and conquer. And that can be a beautiful way to recognize that in those moments where it feels like those waves of stress are crashing over you and you feel like you're drowning and can't get your way out. No, I breathe deep and I conquer, because you are capable of doing that. And it can be the tiniest step.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a misconception. And I think that's a trap that we can fall into, is that it has to be this big thing. When in reality, it can just be, I'm setting a timer today for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to take a break. And then I'm going to breathe deep. And when that timer goes off, I'm going to get back and I'm going to conquer.
Yeah, I love that affirmation, because I feel like it really connects that body work with that mind work of, I'm going to see where I am physically and connect that emotionally and make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful. So for those listening at home, those 5 ways that we believe that you can mindfully wake up to your life are: 1, know your tendencies when life is getting overwhelming and you want to numb out. Be aware. 2, based on that, set boundaries with yourself. Set timers if you need to. 3, prioritize your needs, get it in a calendar, and follow through. You deserve it. 4, be aware of your body and work with your body. Notice your breath, notice your movement, notice your posture, notice where you stand. And 5, based on all of that, make choices, create affirmations. We will preach the affirmation gospel till the day we die. Because it matters how you talk to yourself. So do that mental work so that you can show up. There is a quote, and I'm certain that everyone has come across this quote in their lives, but it is so good. And it's Gandalf the Grey. I was going to do Mary Oliver, but this quote is my jam. It's from Gandalf the Grey and Lord of the Rings. And it just says, all we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. And it's absolutely true. Your life is yours, and you have the power to choose what you do with the time inside of it. And you have the power to create the life you want exactly as you are.